Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught that any preacher that avoids expository preaching so he can appeal to the flesh is a liar. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. We know Jesus is Emmanuel, that is, God with us. He is the truth. He is God come in the flesh. Therefore, he is holy. Any teaching that begins to call holiness legalism or redefined it to sound like holy is fleshly is a lie. Any teaching that makes Jesus any less than God and to make him just a human that agreed with God only and not God come in the flesh is not of God. Any teaching that makes Jesus Christ our Lord anything less than Emmanuel, that is God with us, is an out and out lie. So the teacher or preacher who speaks not the truth avoids expository preaching that he might appeal to the emotion or the flesh are liars. They're liars. And it's just like when they parade as men of God, they are liars because they aren't doing God's will, God's way. They're avoiding God's word, and they're calling themselves men of God. Now you say, Pastor, is that your opinion? Yes, but as a messenger, it's God's truth. Okay? Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. I know thy work, and thy labor, and thy patience, and thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. My friend, don't bear with the ear-tickling preachers of the last days just because you like, you know, they were my friends from way back. No, and no. You don't stay with them because they're likable. You don't stay with them because they've been so nice to you. Back the man of God that'll preach the word. Whenever you see in the Bible they were preaching the word, they're preaching against sin, they got a lot of people mad at them. If you know revival in America and its standards, its morals, and everything else was strong when there were preachers preaching against sin and preaching the blood of Jesus Christ for cleansing sin and for forgiveness of sin, but they must come to him in true repentance and faith. And when we begin to water all that down and begin to turn from that thing, then the world made a big headways into the church, and it's still doing it today. So let's consider who are the have-nots. And we see that in verses 22 and 23 here. But who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Well, that ought to be clear to all of us. I'm afraid that too often it is not, but it ought to be. They are have-nots because they have not Christ. This then is dealing with the doctrine of Christ. Notice how 2 John verse 9 says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Now, the doctrine of Christ includes that Jesus is an equal part in deity with the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The doctrine of Christ also says he is the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one to take away the sins of the world. He is the virgin-born Son of God. That is the very seed, the only begotten Son, the only seed, physical seed of God. His sinless life and substitutionary death. That is, that he did not sin one time, and his death is accepted by the Father in heaven as our substitute for us. When the Holy Spirit of God came upon Mary, a son was born to her. That seed was placed in her by the Spirit of God. But that was only the beginning, because the sinless life was very important in order for that Son of God to be fully human and yet fully acceptable as a substitutionary death. Next, the efficacy of his blood, that is, the power of the blood being greater than all our sin, and is able to save all that come to him for cleansing and forgiveness. Now, there are those that teach limited atonement, only those that have been elected. It's not what the Bible said. We covered in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, that he is the propitiation, that is, the entire payment for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, is that true, or is God wrong there? Well, that's true. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's what he wants. But the day of the Lord will come. 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4. God, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Revelation 22 and verse 17. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. John 3:16, so familiar, for whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we could go on, and by the way, the John 3:16 is because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I should say that whole verse. I've just been saying parts of these verses to get the whosoever aspect across to you very, very clearly. Understand the John 3:16 passage also, because we're looking at light and darkness here in the 1 John chapter 2 passage. But in the 1 John, and we've seen that, but here in John, we've seen in John 3:16, not only believeth, but we see that men love darkness rather than light. So we see that that is also showing us with the Greek word for believe, but also for light and darkness, that there's got to be repentance and faith. Not just, oh, I believe the fact, okay, live like I want to, everything's all right. No, we come to him in repentance and faith. The Bible likens it a belief that is equal to a commitment of marriage. That's the way the Bible likens it in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 32. And so I'd just like for you to be well aware of the truth of God's word. So again, this is the doctrine of Christ. Next, we see that so the power of the blood is greater than all our sin and able to save all who come to him for cleansing and forgiveness. And then after that, number 6, salvation is through Christ alone. As John 14:60 said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12, there is none other name given among men under heaven whereby you must be saved. Number 7, his bodily resurrection was literal and physical, and he physically ascended to heaven. Number 8, he's going to make a literal bodily return. Number 9, he is the creator. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So understand, He is the Creator. So all these make up the doctrine of Christ. And He is also the God-man, that is, Emmanuel, God with us. He was 100% man with a human flesh and human spirit, but He was also God, 100% God, Emmanuel. To deny these doctrines is to be anti-Christ in God's eyes. Whether it's in your eyes or not, understand, God is judge. Now, if you deny these things, then it is also to deny the Father, which makes you a have-not, because He said there very clearly, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. Okay, and that's what verse 23 says. Jesus has conversation with Jews in John chapter 8, verses 41 through 45 about this very thing. Listen to this conversation that He's having there with them. He says, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto Him, we are not born of fornication. See, they're trying to imply that Jesus born out of wedlock because Mary committed fornication of some kind. And so that's what they're trying to imply. We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Now, they went from physical and talking about Jesus and to make them spiritual, talking about themselves. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if you were of your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and come from God. Remember John 1:18? No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. Well, so He comes from God. He says, neither came I of myself, but He sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Now, they just said God was their father. He tells them who their father really is. He says, you're of your father, the devil. And the lust, that is the desires of your father, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Today, he still tries to murder testimonies. If you can't murder your life, you'll try to murder your testimony within the church, within the community, within the home. He is a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, speaketh of his own. That's why I said, go away from God, you'll all of a sudden become an accuser and a liar. So it says, for he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.